KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Art Power, welcoming the renowned Jack Quartet to San Diego for an evening of music titled Modern Medieval, with works by Caroline Shaw, Morton Feldman, and more. Monday, May 6th at The Loft at UC San Diego, artpower.ucsd.edu.
To be quite honest with you, I wish life wasn't so tough that people have to leave their homelands to make home somewhere else. It's wonderful to be around people that speak your language, that look like you. It's a beautiful blessing, but this is where my life is now.
Welcome to My First Day, telling stories of those who've come to San Diego from elsewhere and now call it home. My name is Andrew Bracken. It's amazing how flexible and pliable kids can be in their early years. It's like they can be thrown into new and different situations and still just be kids, with any potential trauma being delayed until later in life.
I think when you go through things as a young person, you kind of just learn to be resilient and cope with situations. And so as I'm getting older, I realize the challenges I faced, and I have to tell myself those were tough times, you know, and because it shows up now.
Mashate Mingus II, who goes by Mimi, was born in Ethiopia, where she lived with her mother and five siblings, with a father who fled Ethiopia before she can remember. But a phone call from her father in the middle of the night would change the trajectory of her life. We'll be back with Mashate Mingus II's story after the break.
Hi, I'm Bill Hohen.
And I'm Ted Hohen.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hohen family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hohen Carlsbad dealerships or hohenmotors.com.
Mimi spent her early youth in her native city of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
I had five siblings, four older brothers, and one younger sister, so our house was quite packed. but we had an amazing time all the time. There was, at the end of every coffee ceremony, there was always dancing involved, so that's what I remembered mainly from my childhood in Ethiopia. Just good times, really good times. So the phone rang. Based on an 8-year-old's mind, I want to say it was like 3 a.m. in the morning. He called, and then I just heard my mom say his name. And then before we knew it, he was saying, I started a process for you to come to America. It was just quite shocking, to be quite honest with you. I mean, America was seen as something like an escape from your current situation, and we were not well off, of course, because my mom had to take care of six kids on one income. Though she did have a decent job, it was still quite hard to obviously feed seven people, including herself. So it was definitely a relief. My mom was super excited. She told us not to tell anyone because she just didn't want to like get people too riled up. As an 8-year-old child at that time, I mean, it was quite overwhelming, but at the same time, I was super excited that there was a potential to finally get to see my dad. I mean, more than America, I think it was the idea of finally getting to put a face to the name. I mean, I don't have any memories of him, but we did have pictures, and my mom used to tell us stories about him. So that was what we held with us.
After a lengthy immigration process, Mimi and her siblings began their journey to San Diego in the United States to reunite with their father and with the understanding that their mother would join them soon after.
We were super excited, but I remember just feeling so nervous. But we finally did get on the plane. And I think at that time, it just hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, we're really leaving. This is really, really happening. We're leaving my mom. This is real. I was also super happy and excited that it was like with my brothers and my sister. We got on the plane. It was really awesome because it was the first time any of us got on a plane. We had really good food. There was like fried chicken. I remember just eating a bunch of cake because I don't know how, but it just kept coming, or maybe that was just my perception of what I was experiencing at that time. But I just remember I kept eating, and I was just like, it was just an awesome experience. But because I was just eating so much food of things I never even knew, I finally kind of, threw up on a person right next to me. I felt so bad. It was another Ethiopian girl, but she was so nice and so understanding about it. It was just overwhelming. I was like, oh my gosh, this is real. We're in America. I remember my dad and his friends, and they had flowers. We went to his apartment. They had made food for us, and we never knew. So Ethiopians eat injera, which is like a sour pancake, and we never knew that existed here. And so when we got to his house and we saw injera and like the Ethiopian stew, we were just like so confused. We were just like, how is this here? I mean, it definitely didn't taste the same. I remember the taste and everything. I was just like, oh, this is definitely not what it tastes like, but it looks like it though. So my dad had bought like jelly beans because he was like, oh, I think in my mind, I'm thinking like, oh, there's kids that are coming, so let me buy a bunch of jelly beans. I don't know. But there was like a huge bowl of jelly beans just sitting, and we're like, what is that? My brothers were super excited because they knew him as like their dad. I mean, I didn't know him. I was just still in shock. I was just like, I'm seeing that he's right in front of me. I just felt so uneasy that first day, Like, you're just like, dang. My dad bought us soda. So in Ethiopia, you only get soda on special occasions, And you get them in glasses. You have glass bottles. And coming here, we would get, like, the 2-liter. And we're just like, what is that? I remember my brother's first job was at 7-Eleven. He would bring us, like, now I would eat it, of course. But he would bring us, like, big bowls of, like, nachos. And we're like, what? Is that? Those are the things I remember in those like couple months. Even days, just drinking a lot of soda. I mean, we came in September and school started right. I think my dad let us chill for like a week. I do remember going to school. It was nerve-wracking. It was just a bunch of, I was used to seeing people that looked like me, brown skin or maybe light skin, but puffy, curly hair. And then it was just a bunch of people that were just very different. It was a culture shock. They put me in fourth grade, so I had 2 Ethiopian friends in that class. And funny thing is, they both spoke a different language, but they were Ethiopian, right? And so I only spoke Amharic. They spoke Tigrinya. And so they would try to speak to me, and I was like, I don't know what you're saying. And then I would try to speak to them, and they're like, I don't know what you're saying. But they were just so kind to me, nevertheless.
Mimi and her younger sister had to adjust to life with their father, a stranger to them. They also began to realize that their mother was not coming to join them anytime soon.
I think it was challenging for both him and us, my sister and I, because, he didn't know us either. We didn't know him. Yeah, it was odd. It was something that we had to, like, grow over time. We just was like, okay, this is who he is. Like, you learn who this person is rather than just a figment of your imagination that you had put together. I think I suppressed it, because life happens and it is what it is. So, but it was quite overwhelming. But glory be to the Most High. My brothers being there was a blessing because I don't know if it would have been good for us without them. not because my dad wasn't a good guy or anything, just because, like, that they were familiar to us. They were a part of home to us.
When we come back.
So I was just quite lost. I mean, understandably so.
Mimi navigates her new world and takes on new responsibilities early in life.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.
As time passed, it became clear their mother was not coming. It would be some 13 years before they would see each other again, and she would join them in San Diego.
I don't know if there was any moment of acceptance. It just became a part of life not to have my mom there. But it does show up later in life, though, because you're young, and so you're able, you know, you're more pliable, I guess. But at the same time, it kind of lingers because it becomes like a suppressed issue. I think as you get older, you know, being a mother now and having a family of my own, I wouldn't want that for my child. You know what I mean? But I know especially for my mom, I can't imagine how hard it could have been for her to experience having six kids running around you and then to have an empty house. It was less traumatic for us and more traumatic for her. It changed her as a person, you know?
Further complicating things, three of Mimi's brothers moved out of San Diego, and her father became ill and visually impaired, adding more responsibility on young Mimi and her sister.
So we had to take responsibility for my father, who was supposed to be responsible for us. So that was kind of traumatizing. More than me coming here and leaving my mom, I think the things that I do think about more often than not is just the amount of responsibilities that I had to hold at a very young age that forced me to grow up a lot quicker than other kids.
Despite the difficulties forcing Mimi to grow up quicker than other kids, it also helped her appreciate the good moments too.
My dad was blind, and it was my sister and I, my older brother, and he was living his life. So we were the main people to take care of my dad. We were the caretakers, you know, but we were generally happy. We learned that this is the norm and this is life, and nothing was missing from us. Our dad was always home. He would let us read our essays to him. I would dance because I learned a certain dance in my dance class, and I would like jump around in his room and he would enjoy it. You know what I mean? So now that I look back, I'm just like, we were fortunate enough to have him with us, even if it wasn't always the best of like circumstances. We still had him there present in our lives.
Like a lot of young people, after high school, Mimi struggled to find direction.
So I was just quite lost. I mean, understandably so. I didn't go to a university, though that was what was expected. There was nobody who did that route. So, you know, when you're in high school, my brother graduated. So I was like, oh, I'm graduating high school. It's not even a question. But with college, it was a little bit more complicated because since I didn't see anybody else doing it around me, I didn't even think about it. You're 18 to, I want to say 22, 23 could be really tough because you're trying to find your place in the world, especially when you don't have a mentor to lead you. It can be quite tough and it can be very detrimental. because you're just, you know, you're having fun, you have a lot of friends, you're just doing whatever you want to do, really.
A trip back to Ethiopia gave Mimi new clarity and focus.
It was a huge revelation of where I came from and how ungrateful I had been of like the opportunities that were afforded here to me. So I was just like, I'm going back to San Diego. When I do, I'm applying for full-time school. I'm taking it seriously. And I did.
After spending a few years in community college, Mimi transferred to San Diego State University and became the first in her family to graduate from college. The day of her graduation ceremony stands out in her memory.
Yeah, it was a moment. I mean, it was more for my family, you know, because nobody in my family has a degree. I was the first in my family. And I always tell people that when they're like, I don't want to walk. And it's like, it's not for you. It's for the people that work really hard to get you there.
It's a big deal for them. It's like, dang, one of us made it. Thank God.
Today, Mishate Mingus II, better known as Mimi, works for a San Diego-based nonprofit called United Women's of East Africa. Thanks to Sarah Abdi and Marianne Beister for help with this episode. My First Day is produced by me, Andrew Bracken, along with help from Melissa Diaz. You can find me at andrewbracken.com. Our email, myfirstdaystories@gmail.com, and our Instagram is @myfirstdaystories. Music by Jason Began. Additional music by Jackie Hill Perry. Theme music by Chris Curtis. For KPBS, Emily Jankowski's technical director, Kinsey Moreland's podcast coordinator, Lisa Jane Morissette's operations manager, and John Decker's director of programming. This programming is made possible in part by the KPBS Explorer content. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Maya Tribulsi, news anchor for KPBS Evening Edition. Nonprofit public media is a crucial part of our community. And because public media is here for everyone, everyone can get involved. Share why you support KPBS on social media today during Public Media Giving Days. You can ask others to not only join you in listening to KPBS, but also to join in your generous support of this vital service at kpbs.org/donate. And thanks.